Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello, welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. On Thursday, the Chiefs returned to the practice field to continue their preparation for Sunday's AFC Championship game against the Cincinnati Bengals. We heard from head coach Andy Reid, quarterback Patrick Mahomes, offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, special teams coordinator Dave Tobe, running back Jerick McKinnon, and cornerback Lejarius Sneed. We'll go in that order, starting with Andy Reid, followed by Patrick Mahomes. After that, it's Eric Bieniemy, then Steve Spagnuolo. After that, we'll take a quick timeout. When we get back, we'll wrap things up with Dave Tobe, Jerick McKinnon, and Lejarius Sneed. Here's Andy Reid.
For you. Again, we look forward to the challenge of playing Cincinnati. It's all yours.
Coach, Patrick was a full participant yesterday. How did he look for you?
Yeah, he did a nice job. Yeah, felt good today, so did the walkthrough. He's on track. Yeah.
How much does his mobility, how much of that is built into your play designs, your scheming? How much does that require you to maybe rewrite script?
Yeah, well, you're projecting a little bit just to see where it'll be, but for the most part, we're doing the same things, that we would normally do.
You sense a feeling from the defensive side of the ball that there's a, not that they don't have a job to do every week, right, but that, hey, maybe Pat's not going to be all he can be, and so maybe this is their time to shine, and maybe they need him even more?
Yeah, Sharon, I thought in the game, if that's any indicator, right, in the last game, I thought everybody picked their game up, did a nice job with that. And so the guys aren't, they don't talk about that, but I mean, I think it was impressive to see everybody lift their game up and do that. So I'd imagine the same things happen.
There have actually been studies done that, just research and team performances. For one game, there is that lift, like, yeah. Like what you just said you saw. Maybe there's kind of a letdown that comes. Mm-hmm. Is that something you've got to?
Yeah, well, hopefully that doesn't happen.
Andy, with the unique challenges that Cincinnati presents on the defensive end, especially how Patrick Mahomes said, how they like to have game plan specific, how much of a challenge is that for you, going into something where you might have plenty more unscouted looks than you normally have?
Yeah, by their defense is what you're saying. Yeah. So we anticipate that. They have a pretty healthy amount of defensive things that they've done throughout the year. And I'm sure they'll have a wrinkle here or there for us coming into this one. So, but we've got, we've got things within the game plan to be able to adjust to things. And if we have to draw up a new one, we'll draw up a new one. But, whatever we have to do to get the job done.
Coach, Zach Taylor?
I don't. I know his wife better than I do him. His wife is Mike Sherman's daughter, and Mike Sherman and I are friends, work together at Green Bay. So I remember when she was just a little shooter. I don't know him that well.
Coach, you mentioned yesterday about Patrick wanting to do everything at practice, and you maybe being the one to have to pull him back a little bit. Did you find yourself doing that at all yesterday?
I didn't, no. No, he did. He did a nice job. Seemed to be comfortable with what we did. So, yeah.
And what would you like to see out of it today?
Yeah, just continue to work at the, not just at the ankle, but at the game plan. Just work within the game plan and do what he needs to do there. So,
Coach, we'll get Lejarius in a couple moments here. As we enter this AFC title game, how has he grown these past couple of years?
So, we knew he was a good player coming out, really felt that. Spags got to know him beforehand and really felt he could fit into his scheme. well, and then we've just seen him grow. The toughest spot in there is that nickel spot where you've got it. You don't have that sideline to help protect you a little bit there, and he took that, and then he added this year to where he's back out at the corner playing corner, still can play some nickel or dime for you. Very well rounded. So you've seen him grow in just knowing the scheme and really all the positions within it.
Andy, the lower half, the feet, the footwork is so important for quarterbacks, and Pat works on it all the time. But is his arm talent maybe helpful when he's dealing with something on the lower half because he's so talented with the arm?
I would tell you yes, but his feet are doing okay right now. So he still can move them. So he's not just throwing, with all arm. But he's got a good enough. I mean, you see him do it even when there's no ankle issue. So he'll throw some balls where he's flat-footed.
Cole Hardman, how do you look yesterday? And are you optimistic he'll be up on?
Yeah, I'm going to just take it day by day and see. He's busting his tail. And his want is, he wants to be in there going. But I think it's important that we just keep him coming, and so he did that. He did that yesterday, and we'll just see how it rolls. But he wants to be in there going. I know that.
Coach, when you say his want, is he like in your office every other minute, or is he coming up and talking to you every?
No, but I talk to him, on the field, and you can see just his desire to do well. Yeah, you know what, I see Patrick so much during the day. I talk to him, and then I have my normal meetings with Rick, and he tells me, and the best thing I get from it is either from Pat, but most of all what he's doing playing. You can see, that's where you see it. So he's doing well. He's doing well in rehab. He did well on the field. Yeah, well, they've got great wide receivers and tight ends, so they'll try to stress the middle of the field with those guys, and I think that seeing that, like they've seen the last couple, in Justin's case the last time, will help him. Yeah, sure, and they've got good talent there. Yeah.
All right,
thank
you. All right, good.
Yeah, I thought I had a good day yesterday. Obviously, things you had to work through here and there. But overall, probably better than I expected, being able to go out there and throw the football around and get the reps in that I needed to get in.
One other thing. Tom Brady said something like he talked to you and gave you words of inspiration. Have you been hearing from people around the league telling you, they were inspired by your grit in the last game and kind of, giving you the speech to go forward?
Yeah, a couple guys, man. Have for sure. But, I talked to Tom a little bit. And, I have a good relationship with him now. And he gives me a lot of advice. He gives me some advice to help me. Why would you not want to learn from the GOAT, man? So anytime anybody like that wants to give me advice, I'll take it in. And it's cool to see the guys that you've watched growing up your whole life be able to talk to you on that type of platform.
Patrick, we know you're dealing with your own situation, but to be around the guys, to see that competition, maybe everybody on offense can be by, how much does that give you confidence in how much that you've been up against you guys someday?
Yeah, it's excitement, man. When you start the season, you want everybody in the playoffs. You want guys to be there and to enjoy that moment because when you work throughout the year, it can become a grind. And, we're all professionals and we're all playing the sport that we love, but the playoffs is what we really are playing for. And so to get as many guys back as possible and to get healthy as we can, it gives us the best chance to go out there and do whatever we can to find a way to get a win.
Patrick, what are your tools are these accurate throws that you're able to do on the run? As you were testing it yesterday, how good do you feel about potentially being still able to do that type of stuff?
Yeah, obviously, I feel like I can still do a lot of things, but it's gonna we'll see as we get closer and closer, and we'll see during the game. You can't fully do exactly what you're going to be in those moments in the game, but all I can do is prepare myself the best way possible. And then when we get in the game, you hope adrenaline kind of takes over and you can make those throws when you need to.
Patrick, you need to gauge like how much you're willing to, I don't know if cut loose is the right word, but how much yesterday you felt like just do what you normally do versus I got to watch it. I mean, how did you process that yesterday?
Yeah, you try to go as far as you can and do exactly what you normally do on a normal Wednesday practice. Luckily, Wednesday isn't the hardest practice of the week, so you kind of get through the motions and you're able to do some stuff and move here and there. Today will be another test, a little bit harder practice, a little bit more speed. But like I said, you're not going to be able to prepare yourself 100% for the game, but you can do the best you can of putting yourself in those positions, and then hopefully by the end of the week you're in even a better spot that you can go out there and do what you need to do to win.
Patrick, with Bobby over the years when you worked out with him, you know, how does he help you for your situation where you're able to get back from such a high ankle strain and be able to perform at the level you're being able to perform in practice so far?
Yeah, I have a lot of good people around me everywhere. I mean, if you talk about the training staff here, you talk about the weight staff here, and then you talk about Bobby. I mean, we do a lot of things to kind of preventative stuff, and you can't prevent all injuries, but you can prepare your body the best way possible so that whenever stuff like this last game happens, you're able to bounce back quickly. And so we've done a lot of ankle and knee and foot stuff, especially after my last few injuries I've had. And I think that's prepared me to bounce back quickly here and be able to be in a good spot that hopefully I'm able to go out there and give 100% during the game.
Patrick, I know you spend a lot of time, like all, a lot of young people, you're on your phone, you're very aware of what's going on and everything. You have to at some point come across some of the conversation that's coming from Cincinnati. Is that something, you know, what do? Do you try to block it out? Do you use it as energy, as fuel? What do you do with those things?
Yeah, I think different guys use it different ways. I just try to go out there and prepare myself to play my best football. I mean, if you're not fired up to play a team that's beat you three times in a row in the AFC Championship game, then you're not going to be fired up for any game. So I'm excited to play up against a great football team and try to do my best effort to go out there and get a win.
On that same front, I'm sure you've probably seen people are examining every step you take and the little bit of video out there. You aware of that? And what do you think of everyone, social media doctors trying to diagnose what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, no one knows unless they get to actually put their hands on it and see it. But all I can do is just prepare my body the best way possible. I mean, I've seen the videos and everything like that of me walking. I don't know what you can really get from me walking. I think people will see on Sunday where I'm at, and I'll see on Sunday where I'm at. I'm just going to prepare my body the best way during the week to be in the best position possible.
Patrick, obviously you don't get a chance to.
Have you felt better as you've gone through this each day?
Yeah, it's kind of throughout the day you have highs and lows, I guess you would say. I mean, you get yourself ready to go for practice. You practice hard as you can, and then after you're obviously a little bit sore than you were before, you work on it and do your treatment and stuff after to get in the best shape for whenever you go to sleep, and you wake up and do it all over again. So I think progressively I've gotten better throughout the week, and I'm just going to try to keep doing that, keep that same mentality, and push it, but then at the same time be ready to go whenever the game comes up.
Patrick, I know, you know, for what happened Sunday, going into this week's game, how much conversation have you had with your linemen or the coaches have had with your offensive line, letting them know whatever happens, don't let Pat get touched?
Yeah, I mean, I think they have that mindset every game. I mean, it's a great challenge for them. I mean, not only me having this injury and everything that comes with that, but at the same time, they're playing against a great defense. For them, I know they're excited for the challenge, go up against a great football team and a great defense. And I'll do whatever I can to help them out as much as I can and do whatever I can to help our team out have success.
We'll take four more. We'll take four more.
Okay.
I always do it in a sense, but obviously this week will be a little bit different. I'll give a feel for how I feel about each and every play. If it's a play I think we can utilize, or if it's a play that I think maybe it might not put me in the best position, I'll let them know that. And so you do that in every game plan, but obviously this week's a little bit more important to let those guys know what I'm comfortable with. But it's hard when they have those great plays up there. Sometimes you want to make sure you can get those plays ran, especially when you're playing a great team. Yeah, you get here pretty early, and you do some treatment, and then you kind of go to your meetings. You come back, and I have a lot of media this week, so knocking the media out, then do some rehab and stuff like that to prepare yourself for practice. Get treatment after practice after you're watching film and stuff like that. And then you do a little bit more rehab and you go home. You get in all the different – they have like 8,000 different devices you can use before you go to sleep. And you wake up and do it all over again. So, I mean, it's a full day schedule. So I try to just make sure that I can prepare my body the best way possible. And Brittany's taking that mom role even to a higher level this week. I haven't been home a ton.
James, Patrick, you've talked a lot about kind of how things change each and every maybe you play with the defense you're going against. And you guys have a really good dialogue with you and your coaching staff. What is that process like through a game as you're seeing things and they're seeing things and you're going to try to make those, you know, in-game adjustments as it happens?
Yeah, it'll be a great challenge this week because, I mean, they change coverages a lot. They never seem like you can get a real good feel for what they're in. They like to just keep throwing different pitches at you, and that's what makes them such a great team, and that's what's going to make it such a great game is we have a lot of great offensive minds and on our side on offense, and we're going to try to throw different pitches at them, and they'll do the same to us and to all their defensive coaches and defensive players that they have. And so it becomes a great matchup between two great teams, and that's what you want in the AFC Championship.
Patrick, you know, I know last year the big thing was the shell defenses and trying to take away the deep stuff from you and make you guys work a little harder going down the field and, you know, kind of evolve that way, number one offense again, doing that. Is it a tough thing? I mean, you've said you always want to hit that home run. That's always your mindset. But you have had to maybe be a little bit more disciplined. Was there a moment where you felt like it was clicking in and it was easier, more comfortable for you to make those decisions to take what they're giving you?
Yeah, I think it started early in training camp, just kind of figuring out the best way to execute the offense with the new set of guys that we have. And I've got a lot of different coverages this year. I've had to adapt kind of on the fly and make more and more progressions as a quarterback, and I'll continue to do that. So, like you said, when they're in their deep coverages, I have to continue to hit the checkdowns, continue to hit the underneath stuff. But when they give us opportunities, I have to be able to hit those as well. And so that's what makes this game so great. You can never be stagnant with where you're at. You have to continue to evolve both ways.
Okay, thanks, Patrick.
Things about Kadarius, you know, one is just Kadarius Toney. How much could you describe the unique skills he seems to have in terms of his ability to move? And I have a follow-up.
The kid is a very talented young man. But first of all, hope all is well. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope all is well with everyone. It's an honor and a privilege to be here for the fifth straight year. Says a lot about this organization. Says a lot about our leadership. we got a big one this week. So, but let me answer that question real quick. I had to pause real quick. KT is doing a heck of a job. He's a very talented player. On top of that, he works at it. He's very intelligent. He's interactive in meetings. He studies. It's personal to him. And I think what has helped him to grow even faster is just the chemistry that we have here because the guys have welcomed him in with open arms. And so he fits right in. He's doing a heck of a job. And we're just looking for him to continue.
To that point about fitting right in, it seems like he fits a little bit of a unique model in the offense with multiple things he can do. I know you've said that, but I wonder if you can elaborate on that point.
Well, I mean, he just brings a different dimension. Obviously, he's a talented, skillful receiver. Obviously, you've seen him do a number of things. He's ran the ball. He's had a few catches down here all over the field. On top of that, he's made some plays in the red zone where he's gotten it in the end zone. The thing that I like about him is that the kid is just a football player who happens to play the receiver position. And if you ask him to go block, guess what? He'll go and do it for 60 consecutive minutes if you ask him to. That's just the type of kid he is, and that's the attitude and mindset and his approach to every day.
If I can ask you real quickly, Patrick, the year you guys won the Super Bowl, Patrick had a high ankle sprain the first week, and then he had a dislocated kneecap. And is there something about Patrick Mahomes that when he has to face adversity like that, like he is now with a high ankle sprain, it goes to another gear most people don't even have? Have you noticed anything like that?
Well, he's just a competitive person. He's a competitive player. It's the intestinal fortitude that's in him. He just refuses to accept that he's not going to put himself out there to be with his teammates. You love that about him. You know, last week was a unique situation and difficult in a lot of ways because obviously you always want to make sure that the player is okay. But more importantly, you also know that he can give you the best chance of winning. But I'll say this, the kid is an outstanding kid, and I've said this before. He was raised the right way. His parents have done an outstanding job. The thing that I appreciate about him is just his competitive nature, his will to be the best whenever he can prove that, but also, too, just being the best teammate and being there for his teammates and being accountable every single day.
What do you think is the biggest reason that he's been able to bounce back so quickly this week?
I mean, he's still working through it, and the thing that I have no idea, but I want whatever he's taking. So. Well, it's tough. But here's the thing. I mean.
Is that disguise that you just keep getting thrown off by? What is it about them that you just haven't been able to put that finish in touch?
It's two good football teams that are going against each other. At the end of the day, the team that makes the least amount of mistakes, that's the team that comes away with a victory. So for the past three times that we've played them, obviously we've made the mistakes. They've capitalized on them. We got to sustain drives. We have to finish. We have to protect the football. More than anything, we got to strain the finish. And I know that encompasses a lot, but when you look at it, this defense, these guys do a great job of just finishing. I mean, and it starts up front. You look at those two defensive ends, they get after it. You look at Reeder, they get after it. Those guys are relentless. And so if you want to beat this team, you have got to out-effort them, okay? You got to out-strain them. You got to be willing to play to the echo of the last whistle. So that's the type of game this is going to be. Put your hand in the dirt, knuckle up, 60-minute dogfight. And then after that, if we have to go additional minutes, hey, drink some water, get your Kool-Aid. Hey, we got to go do it. We got to go fight. Okay? Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Well, happy to be playing this game, obviously, and happy to be seeing you all. Hopefully, you're doing it again next week. With that, I'll just open it up. We just got done with a walkthrough practice yesterday. We're up and rolling and excited to play in the game.
Coach, with the last three times that you've played, what is the coaching staff, what have you all taken away from those losses that you hope to turn around?
Yeah, that we need to do a lot better. You know, the one thing that stuck out, because it's a team game, I put up a sheet the other day of the drives that they had against us the last time we played them, and they're 9 and they're 10 play and they're 11 play, and that means that our quarterback doesn't have the football. And so somehow, some way, we got to make sure the drives are shorter and we can get the ball back. So I'm talking about, you know, time of possessions, right? That's got to change. And it all begins with the run game. We've talked a lot about that. These guys are great at throwing the football, but we're going to respect the run game and make sure we don't neglect it.
And I know it's easier said than done, but the other thing we've talked about is getting after Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Chris Jones and Frank Clark, and those games against the Bengals, they haven't been able to bring them down.
Yeah. It's been the finishing part of it, right? We've talked a lot about that, certain schemes we have for certain pass rushes. We're going to try to do it all. This guy's elite at everything that he does. It's not just throwing the football. It's throwing it to the right spots. It's making the right decisions. It's getting out of trouble when he's rushed by some good pass rushers. You got to find a way to be a little bit under control because he's nifty. What you're saying is exactly true.
You said the finishing part. I mean, is it with him and your guy as well? I mean, I'll bet you a lot of defensive coordinators say the same thing about Patrick.
Yeah.
They're there, they're getting hands on him, and he's still able to deliver the football. I mean, is that kind of just the mark of the great ones? They unload early, they'll take it to the
Yeah, field. When you watch him, he just is – the word I come up is nifty. He never panics in the pocket. It feels like he's got, like, six eyeballs around his head, right? No, seriously. You know, we watched him last night, Joe and I were watching him, and there's a rusher coming in, looks like he's going to get him, and Joe didn't do very much, but he made a move, never lost balance, took a couple of steps, threw the ball downfield. He's elite. You got to be more under control is the only thing I could say. We've worked on that, and yet if you try to rush controlled too much, you never get there, right? But it's both ways. We got to cover really good on the back end to give our pass rushers time, and then we got to find a way to finish them. Getting more guys there, I mean, you want to get as many guys there as you can, right? It's hard for one guy.
You compare Joe to a young Tom Brady in the past, and
yeah.
You're one of the guys who, in a big spot, been able to wrap.
Yeah.
How much do you turn to some of that stuff as you look toward this matchup?
Yeah, I do think he's elite like that. It's been a while, but it feels like Joe has more weapons. And I know Tom had a lot of weapons at certain times when he was there in New England. It's hard to compare a quarterback to the best there ever was, but he certainly looks like he's on his way to that. We got so much respect for this quarterback and what he does, and we're going to try to find a way to slow him down if we can. Yeah. Yeah, usually it's, can you attack a protection and get somebody free? That's what we're always trying to do. And if you can do that, you can throw the timing off. If you can't do that or they're going to get it blocked up, then you got to be able to cover a little bit. And we know what they have on the outside. So like we've always done with every team, we'll pick our spots. I don't think we're going to go completely away from it. But we got to be careful because we know what he and his three running mates can do if they do protect it. And they have found ways to protect it. He'll see it, get guys in there, and we got to understand that.
And you say that because when you look at Ja'Marr Chase, and I know he's been someone that's caused you all problems, somehow, some way, they find a way to get him open where he seems to be wide open, against your play calling. Have you all figured out, looked at on tape, and do you still plan on going, man up against him with Legarius, or do you plan on?
I'm not going down the scheme thing here. I'm not doing that. We're going to mix it up. Yeah, it was later in the game, right? Just something that we typically do, and the guys executed it well. I mean, there are times we've run those or called them. We don't execute them quite as well, or they turn protection and get it picked up. At that particular time, we got it, and they got the quarterback off timing, threw it up, and we got a pick. It was a nice play by Jalen. It really was.
Coach, just a question about you compared Burrow a little bit to Brady, but how do you compare him to Patrick? I mean, this is like a heavyweight fight.
Yeah.
Not necessarily about one being more mobile, but maybe with their grit, competitiveness, the way they read defenses, that kind of stuff. How do you?
Yeah. They're both the same. You just hit them. All those qualities you'd want in a quarterback, right? And a guy that finds a way to win. Both these guys do that. I don't think anything bothers either one of these quarterbacks. I really don't. I mean, you can say, defensive football, you say hit the quarterback, hit the quarterback, hit the quarterback, and eventually, they get happy feet or, the ball. These two guys don't do that. They just line up and play the next play. That's the most amazing thing to me about both the quarterbacks.
Coach, Chris Jones, he acknowledged that
Can you say it again, sir?
Chris Jones doesn't have a playoff sack. That guy brought it. It's obviously somewhat a statistical anomaly, right?
It's
so good for so long. But he acknowledged it last week going into the Jacksonville game. Do you notice it? Does he push?
That was surprised. When you just said that, it kind of shocked me. Now, I do remember, like we were talking about here, there was a couple, and he has recognized it last year that we missed a couple. He's aware of it. Now, I will say this. Even when Chris is not getting sacks, you know he's helping with either a middle push or making the quarterback step up. Somebody. But when he does that, we need somebody else to finish him off.
The last game against them, there were several times where you probably could have had the tackle, didn't quite get it. They barely got first downs. How do you practice that?
Yeah.
Contact.
I know the plays you're talking about. Because they're right there, right? It's a third and five, and they get 5.5. But he's smart that way. Look, he knows to keep the chains moving, how to do it, what pass routes he's got going in the concepts and what we're in and where to go with the football. I think where you were going was you can't really practice tackling now. But I was this morning talking about in our practices here against the scout team, making sure that we're challenging completions or be at the confrontational point, and let's just not let scout team guys catch it and tag off. I mean, we want to be a little bit more aggressive in that because of who we're playing and to the point you're making. The word, James, you just said about the discipline is the first thing. And I think more than anything when you're facing a quarterback like this, it's your eyes. It's when the eyes get undisciplined, in my opinion, that we end up having a problem. If guys play with good eyes and challenge like we're talking about, and our D-line can give them a little bit of pressure and make them move around, then we have better downs. Now, can you do that every down or win every down against this guy? You're not going to do that. And so when you were talking about the methodical, you know, we've talked a lot about let's make sure we don't give explosive plays because we know what that looks like. That was up there 2 years ago, right? And if they do that, let's just keep lining up, play the next play, hoping that the next play will be one that will turn it around for us. But that, and that's what you got to do. And, you know, we got to be able to play better in the red zone or it's going to be really hard.
Coach, you mentioned that game a couple of years ago when they just won. You had coverage and they just won the ball. Do you feel like you guys are better positioned, better talent to be able to handle them?
Well, I'm not going to go that far because I'd be insulting the guys that we had before, and I love those guys that we had. I mean, our young guys are growing. Hopefully we've grown enough that we can match what they're going to put out there. This is an elite group we're going against. We've got to have an elite game. We've got to play our best game of the year for our team to have a chance. But we're excited about the challenge. I mean, there isn't one guy in there in the defensive locker room that isn't excited to do it, and we have played them before, so we know them a little bit. And we certainly know what they're capable of. And, again, I go back to they're so explosive. And when you let them get those 1, 2, 3 explosive plays that turn into touchdowns, it makes for a long day. And I think that's where the discipline eyes come in. We good?
All right, thanks. Yeah.
It's not old hat yet.
Huh?
It's not old hat.
never. Okay, fire away. Go ahead.
The last 3 times that you guys have faced them, it's all come down to 3 points. Obviously, special teams is going to be part of that. Are you guys putting any more emphasis on the detail-oriented practices you're already having?
No more than we always do because every game is so important. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, these games, and particularly this team, you know, it's always a closed game. And, you know, we're practicing hard. The guys' attention to detail has been outstanding so far this week. You know, we got a lot more work to do, but still, it's been pretty awesome.
How has Tommy been able to elevate his game?
The thing we talked about Tommy coming into the season was him being more consistent, and I think he's proven that. You know, he's game in and game out, he's been great. You know, and he's banging that ball high for us so we can get down there and cover. And you know, he's been consistent. Now, and as far as his punting goes, awesome. So I mean, that's probably the biggest thing, biggest difference.
Coach, what do you lose with Lamont's and him being claimed by another team?
Yeah, I mean, it happens. I mean, you know, Veach had a plan. You know, he had a plan. You know, he always has a plan. He's a smart guy. It just didn't work out, I guess, you know, unfortunately for Lammons, you know, because now he's not going to be able to play. It's just the way it goes. You know, obviously he was a good player for us and, you know, for 3 years, did a lot for us, and I want to thank him for that. I'm going to miss him, you know, no question. But, you know, the future's still good for him.
Coach, you had a couple of kick returns from Jacksonville that got some distance there. Was that the plan? Was it to try to kick it short and get the return?
No. That was not the plan, to kick it short. We were trying to kick. Agnew, we respect him a lot. You know, I talked about that going into the game. I felt like he was one of the best, if not the best, you know, kick returner, you know, in the league. And, you know, our plan was to try to kick touchbacks every time, you know, but unfortunately it doesn't always happen. You know, if you try to kick touchback. Sometimes if you mishit it slightly, you get a line drive kick. That happened a couple times in that game, and they made us pay for it. Go ahead.
I apologize. Weather, obviously, colder temperature.
Yeah, sure. The ball doesn't fly as much, you know, as well, you know, in the cold weather, which we're going to have to deal with again. So we may have to come with a different plan, maybe a sky kick or short bloops or squibs or something to – you know, to try to change up the game a little bit as far as field position goes.
It's a little cold. It's going to be really cold Sunday. Saturday was a little moist too, right?
Yeah.
That affects some of those kickoffs as well. I don't think there's supposed to be much precipitation now. Is that a bit of a help on those if you want to go deep?
Really, the cold weather kind of will – I mean, it's so cold. I think it's going to be a lot colder Sunday than it was last Saturday. So I think that'll even it up a little bit. We'll have to deal with it.
How do you characterize their return teams especially? They in the upper echelon category?
Yeah, they are. They're very good, very well coached. I mean, when you watch them, the small details that they, you know, that Darren Simmons has got them doing, it's impressive, you know, and they've been together for a while. They're an experienced group, you know, and they make you pay if you're not careful.
Okay, in previous meetings, you guys have been maybe one block, one step away from really breaking up return. How much
Yeah, we're continuing to work on it all the time in practice, and the guys are getting antsy. They want them, you know, 19 both and 10. You know, they both feel like they can break one, and we see it. We see it on tape how close we are. We just got to keep plugging away and, you know, be patient. You know, you can't force it, you know, because if you start forcing it, then bad things happen. So, you know, we want to keep pounding the rock there, and eventually we'll get one.
Coach, you mentioned it coming in. How excited is the staff? Coach Reed is so focused. We don't know what he's thinking. But how excited are you guys as a staff to be at this spot?
I mean, you know, you think about it a little bit, but really it's going to really settle in when you're done. When you're totally done, you realize that you went to five. I mean, we had five AFC Conference Championships at our place in a row. I mean, it's just amazing. But, you know, you really don't have time to dwell on that. I mean, besides when you guys ask us. But, you know, it's special. It really is.
Dave, you mentioned Kadarius. I wonder if you could just describe how distinct his skill set is and what it is he can do that gives you faith that, you know, might not.
I think the thing that kind of goes, I mean, it's being noticed now is that how strong he is. I mean, guys get a hold of him, they get a grip on him, and he can run through tackles, and he's tough, and he's a tough runner. So I know when he gets a chance, when he gets a breakaway run, you know, on a punt return, he's going to make somebody pay, you know, and I just feel like it's coming.
And the way he kind of take your breath away guy with the way he moves, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got a great feel, you know, he's got great vision. You know, obviously strong, like you mentioned, but, you know, and his speed is, you know, it's an elite speed.
As a team, you guys are so good at stealing points right before the half, right? Quick drives and getting downfield. Getting even three maybe before the half would be so important.
Sure.
Sunday. What's kind of your role, and how does that go through the week when, you know, you see only a handful of seconds left and that can get you guys?
Yeah, you know the situations. We knew the situation then, too. We just made a mistake last year. I know that was the thing that happened last year. We, you know, we were in field goal range, obviously, and, you know, we tried to get one more play. You know, and sometimes you push it a little bit too much, or you make a mistake, and then you mess yourself up there. But, you know, we are always prepared, you know, for those situations. I mean, Pat, he doesn't need a lot of time to be able to get us in field goal range, and then Bucker, you know, he can do what he does. And we're always thinking at least 3 points. I mean, we're always thinking that. And I stand next to Andy. We communicate, and, you know, so that's being done at all times.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
I guess. Eric, I know you take a lot of pride in helping pass protect. When you watch the Bengals play, they send a lot of different people a lot of different ways. How difficult do they make it to find out who's coming and who's not?
Well, they do a really good job at disguising, you know, bringing guys from depth and, you know, unusual looks. And then, you know, they do a good job of mixing it up, like you said, you know, whether it's, you know, bringing the guy off the edge, you know, a stunt in the middle, or, you know, a safety from the top, you know, however it comes, you know, they do a good job. So we know we got our hands full, and it's going to be a good game.
Eric, you've become an important guy for Pat, gaining his trust in the short game, the check down, the screen game. How much more elevated is that sometimes when the quarterback might be ailing a little bit?
I mean, for me, it's going to be the same thing. You know, if he needs me, just be there, be available. You know, have his back in pass protection, you know, whatever it is, and, you know, keep him clean in the pocket.
Where's your emotion right now? Because you had a lot of trials and tribulations throughout your career, and now you're set records.
Mm-hmm.
Your season as a running back and an integral part of a team that's playing for the Super Bowl. What, to sit back and think about that right now, or is that for later?
It's probably for later. I'm probably, like, right here right now. I get, like, a happy medium. I mean, there's so much, you know, going on just, like, with game planning and stuff like that throughout the week that, you know, I guess I really haven't just, you know, sat back and really thought about it. But, you know, when it's all said and done and I finally do, I'm pretty sure it'll probably hit me, yeah, in a whole nother way. So I'll deal with that when that time comes. But, you know, for now, strictly Cincinnati for me.
Derek, you guys love your quarterback. But when you saw the grit he had coming back into that game last week,
mm-hmm.
and you see that he is doing everything he can to be at full bore for this one, what do you think that does? Does that inspire the team? Does that make you guys just want, I mean, love him even more? Mm-hmm. I know you all think the world of him, but what does that performance do for you?
It definitely inspires. You know, just, you know, that being a playoff game, you know, a win or go home type situation. And, you know, seeing him, you know, grimace and go down, and know that he was in, you know, I guess significant pain, and watching him play through that, and you know, still doing what he does, man, completing passes. There was even one time where he scrambled, but he was hopping, and you still got yards. So, you know, when you see a guy like that, and everybody knows Pat, knows his character, knows his work ethic, he's going to give you everything he has. And, you know, when you see something like that, it does nothing but inspire you. You know, everybody on the sideline, everybody in the organization, and, you know, we all know what he brings to this team, and that right there was just another moment for him doing what he does and proving, you know, why he's Pat.
Jericho, what you do in pass protection, what's your biggest concern or I guess, focus heading into Sunday in terms of what they do defensively that you need to be most aware of?
Just staying on top of my keys, you know, knowing what protections is called, you know, the possible scenarios that can work out, mic points, you know, just getting together with the O-line and, you know, talking through things, maybe some scouted looks they might present, you know, in situations like that, and just making sure everybody's on the same page and, you know, doing whatever it takes to keep Pat, like I said, clean in the pocket, give those guys on the outside opportunity to make plays.
Derek, where is your seems to be passion for blocking come from? And I wonder what the keys are to being good at that in your position.
Passion? I got little man syndrome. Yeah, I got little man syndrome, so I don't know, maybe that's what it is. And then, you know, like I was saying to somebody earlier, it was something that I'd never done in college. So, you know, obviously coming to the league, it being new, something that I had to work at and accepted the challenge. And, you know, it's got me this far. And, you know, something that's going to keep you around as a running back in this league. So, you know, I take, you know, big pride in that area, more than running and catching the ball for real. So, yeah. You just got to have will. That's all, you know, it's all heart and will. That's all it is. You know, you got technique and stuff like that to clean it up. But at the end of the day, it's 101. So you just got to have the will for it.
Jericho, on that front, I mean, say it's a will and it's technique and all that obviously is there. But there are a lot of guys that maybe can get the job done and they kind of get freight trained. I mean, it's not a natural act to stand in front of a guy who's 240 running full speed and you don't get to get ahead of speed on. You seem to be able to deliver a blow, right? Like not you don't just absorb it.
Mm-hmm.
Zeke Elliott getting freight trained off the snap, right? Like, you punch back.
Yeah.
Like, how? Like, did you – was that something that – is that innate? Is that an ability you have within yourself? Or?
Yeah, but I mean – you know, like, I'm not going to lie, you know, there's some big guys coming full speed. You got to be a little crooked in the mind for sure. So, it's what makes the game – it's what makes the game fun. You know, me and O-line, you know, we always talk about it. They always joke about it. But, I mean, it's all aspects of the game for me that makes it enjoyable, whether it's running, catching, or not having the ball, blocking downfield, whatever I can do to help the team be better and successful. You know, my big thing for him was just be yourself. You know, making that transition from college to pros, and you know, you have everything that you dreamed of, you know, right there in front of you. It's kind of sometimes easy to kind of get out of your body a little bit, and then you kind of got to refocus. So just, you know, just making sure he stayed focused and was himself. And you know, ever since, you know, I met him, I had high praise for him, just the way he worked, tremendous talent he has. And I mean, everybody's seen it from the beginning of the season to now. He's had an excellent rookie season, and you know, it's only gonna get better for him.
How you feeling? The last time I saw you, you were leaving the field slowly.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. Kind of banging my nose up, but it's okay.
Jerry's third time you faced this Bengals receiving corps. What have you learned? How much information have you gathered to finally try to make it work in the long run?
Oh, you know, they're a great group, all of them. You know, they're pretty cool, pretty good. You know, but me and my guys, we're gonna. I don't know, pretty well.
LJ, Coach was just up here, Spags, talking about finishing the job. That with this team, that's more important than ever. So what have you guys really been focusing on to allow you to do that? Because, you know, you can be ahead in the game. It can come down to you got to finish them off. What have you been working on? How have you been?
It haven't been too much of them. You know, we've been focusing on us, on our job, what to do. You know, the games that we lost against them. All been like close games. So, you know, it all come down to timing and to the end of the game, play to the end of the game.
My mistake, they do a lot of talking that last game on the field.
Mm-hmm. We're not worried about the talking. know, we humble. We come to play football, put our pads on.
Jarius, one of the things that Andy has said has been so impressive with you is you can go inside, outside. You know, they've leaned on you a little bit more outside. What are the challenges of maintaining that versatility as you go on here?
You know, it's not very challenging, you know. You know, I just tell Coach Pruitt where you need me. You know, I just execute my job.
Do you like going up against one receiver so you can zone in on them in a particular week, and how does that process go?
Yeah, it's very easy because I can focus on one guy instead of playing on the inside. You know, got to do this and do that run game and all, but when I'm studying one guy, I can just study him.
How much of it is the study versus just physical ability?
It's more so studying. You know, I love studying, and the physical, I have that. You know, that's going to come.
In that study, are there more Chase tells what he's looking to do?
No. Not, no.
Don't worry about giving the Cincinnati bulletin material?
No, I'm not worried about that. You know, we come to play football. That's what we're here to do, and try to get to the bowl.
Jay, after, you know, like OTAs and stuff, some of the guys we talked to, I remember talking to Chris and Patrick and those guys, and they were, this last year, this AFC title game, a couple plays here and there, really ate at them for a while. How long did it take for you to put this Bengals game last year away, or is it still, like, with you here?
Yeah, it's still with me. You know, I'm guaranteed still with a couple more guys as well. You know, we come in with a chip on our shoulder and try to fall short, not fall short on short end.
The Bengals do like to move guys around. How important is that, you know, pre-snap recognition of realizing where he is and making adjustments based on where they line up
tomorrow? You know, it's no big diggy. You know, we doing that right now in preparation. We know we're going to be everywhere, line him up inside, also in the backfield. And we got things for that.
You know, I mean, you went through a long season as a rookie. You got obviously a lot of rookies back there in the secondary. How much better do you get down that stretch from their last game against the Bengals? I mean, it seems like you guys have steadily progressed. How much better?
You know, them guys after that game, you know, they took it to the heart. You know, Josh, he went in the locker room, you know, had his head down. I went and told him, don't put your head down. He took it hard to the heart, and I'm guaranteed that them guys are ready.
Coach,